Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
If you care about eliminating Ohio real estate taxes, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays live. Thursdays and Fridays go to River Talk, and it's a 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. You'll hear Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. But the live Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Big Willie 105.5. And the reason it's so important to download the River Network app now is, well, it's always important because you're getting me. But in addition to that, we're going to do whatever we can to take the lead here to help these different groups, including our very special guest, she'll be joining us here in a matter of a few seconds here. We're doing whatever we can to lead the charge here with Big Willie 105.5 to eliminate real estate taxes in Ohio. We're working with any group that wants to do this, wants to have a constitutional amendment to eliminate the real estate taxes in Ohio so you can finally own your home free and clear, really free and clear. Even if you don't have a mortgage, you still owe the government all these real estate taxes every year. You don't own your home free and clear. The government owns your home free and clear. And they'll keep taxing you and taxing you and taxing you. So we're reaching out to our special guest here, Elaine Cross, also Keith Davey out of Cuyahoga County, and so many others. We want to be the focal point, or as close to the focal point as we can, to help get the word out that we have got to eliminate real estate taxes in Ohio and force the legislature then to come up with a sane proposal to fund basic services. So download the River Network app, if you would. More with the guest here, Elaine Cross, live exclusive interview. And by the way, you can actually see this interview, although she's on the phone, you can see the show, the Facebook live streamed, Dimitri, the profile page, also on Big Willie 105.5, that Facebook page. Share this everywhere if you want to eliminate real estate taxes in Ohio. Elaine Cross, so you started out with the Tea Party and a Republican Central Committee. You've been the forefront regarding all of this fight, Real Patriots. I'm assuming that you're a real Trump person. You're part of MAGA Nation as opposed to a RINO. Would that be fair to say?
That would be fair to say. The gentleman I was running against was what I would call a RINO. He makes a good Democrat, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Who did you run against?
Dave Joyce.
And is he still around?
Yes, he is.
Oh, God. What is it with so many RINOs in Ohio? There's so few MAGA Republicans in Congress from representing Ohio. Why is that?
Well, I would say it's the party, because the party gets behind who the party wants to get behind. Now, there are red districts. There are very red districts in Ohio. And pretty much whoever makes it through the primary as a Republican is going to win that district.
Right.
That is the district that I ran in. The problem is what the party will tell you is, well, we want to back somebody who's electable. And I tell them, I could elect a brown paper bag if it said Republican. Whoever makes it, just stay out of the primary.
Yep.
Let the voters decide. Just stay out of the primary. But they won't. They like to have a little bit of control. They like to have a little bit of power, and they wield it.
Yeah, I call a RINOs Democrat light, because there really is very little difference between the two. They act as if there's a real difference, but you look at DeWine, Mutilation Mike DeWine, who was all in favor of the transgender agenda and everything else and gave us Dr. Amy Acton and all that. And this guy might as well be a Democrat. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. The condition of the Republican Party in Ohio, the MAGA Nation in Ohio, it's these RINOs. We got to get rid of these people. We got to get rid of them. Anyway, back to this. So give me a little background here about real estate taxes in Ohio. The information you sent me, you blame King George for all of this.
Well, if you think about a king and a monarchy, the king basically owns his kingdom, right? And then the king establishes lords, and these lords have a section of land. Now, the king can come in and take that land from the lord if the lord pisses off the king, or however you want to put it. But the Lord owns the land, and then everybody who's on his land has to pay taxes to the Lord. The Lord pays taxes to King George. It's not too far off or too hard of a jump to say if the state of Ohio is King George and the county government is the Lord, we are all just the serfs that are renting from the government. We are renting from our Lord, the county government, because property taxes are what they say is local. And that's the beauty of the Flip the Script bill, is it makes a little more control local, and then the county auditor can't get away by saying, oh, the state does that, I can't change it. So that's how I make that connection, because that's exactly what it's like. And if the Lord, the county government, you don't pay your taxes, well, they're going to come in, they're going to take it, and they're going to give it to somebody else. Now, with the rise of the internet and internet auctions, it has made it very easy for counties to seize property. And what they have to do, according, again, to another lawsuit that went through the state Supreme Court, they have to give you the money that they make above and beyond your taxes and penalties and fines. Now, why they're charging fines and penalties on property taxes beyond me, that's another whole thing that is mind-boggling. But they're supposed to give you your money that's above and beyond that. Well, they don't care about you getting as much money out of your house as you can. So they sell them in bulk to these auction houses, and Cuyahoga County has decided that you have to come to them within 30 days and ask for your money, or you don't get it. And the Supreme Court said, well, you're giving them time, so that's good enough.
My God, what a racket. What a racket.
Absurd. So they can steal your property for maybe, let's just say, $10,000 in property tax. Your house is worth $250,000. They sell it for $100,000 to an auction house, and you have to know exactly when they sold it and show up within 30 days to get the money that's left.
It's like the state is against the property owners. The state is at war with the property owners. The state wants our property, it looks like to me anyway.
Well, yeah, and you wait till this carbon capture pipeline goes through and they start eminent domaining again, and that's another whole egregious act of the government.
Wow. Well, let's stay focused on this. You say in your talking points here that taking someone's home is immoral and un-American. And yet that's been our history with people who don't pay real estate taxes. Isn't that right?
It is. It is. And I say it's un-American because it's in contrast to what we think of the American dream, right? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, that was supposed to be life, liberty, and property, but they didn't want to codify slavery. And then property ended up in the 5th and the 14th Amendment. Well, we don't have a right to property if we don't really own it.
Right.
We have to continue to pay money to the government. We don't have that. So to have the 5th and the 14th Amendment actually stand, we have to really own our property, and they can't abscond it from us.
Yeah. Do you get a kick out of people who say, well, I own my home free and clear, you know, paid off the mortgages and no liens on it, I own it free and clear? Because whenever someone says that to me, I say, do you pay real estate taxes every year? Well, yeah. Well, you don't own it free and clear. The state owns it. You got to pay the state. They don't even understand that nobody owns their property free and clear in Ohio. They don't understand that. Have you noticed that as well, Elaine?
Yes, absolutely. And it's a problem because people are voting for levies, and they don't even realize that when they get their mortgage notice that their mortgage is going up in value, it's because they voted for a levy, or everybody around them voted for a levy and they voted no, but they were on the wrong side of the stick. They don't make that connection. If you have a fixed interest rate, which most homes are on a fixed interest rate, your mortgage is not going to change. The only thing that's going to change your mortgage is if you vote for a levy and your taxes go up.
Yep.
And the reason it impacts your mortgage payment is because that money goes into escrow. Because the money goes into escrow, most people don't even know how much they're paying on property taxes.
Yeah,
The bill to the escrow company. They don't send the bill to the property owner.
Yeah, I always vote against levies, except on a rare occasion. I voted for one, and that was the Cumberland Trail Fire District, because they were so good and they needed the money. But every other one, I always vote no. My wife can't stand me. Well, she can't stand me for a number of reasons, but that's one of them. But I just won't do that. So let me ask you this, Elaine. Let me play the devil's advocate. A lot of people say, well, you can't eliminate real estate taxes because then who is going to fund the public schools, the school systems that are owned and operated by the government? Public schools are owned and operated by the government. They're run by politicians, school board members. So what is your answer to that?
Well, there was another lawsuit. Sorry, I keep bringing up these lawsuits, but this was in 1923. So this is a long time ago, over 100 years. And that lawsuit was about taking tax dollars from one person and funding a school in a neighborhood that was 30 miles away. The state is responsible, the state school, to provide transportation, buildings, teachers, and supplies. Now, if the state provided all of that and things that we look at now as essential, like computers and internet access, all that, whatever it would require in a building, the state should be paying that directly. Now, I've got a little pushback. I get a lot of pushback, even from Keith Davey and stuff, because they're like, oh, we don't want the state in control. We don't want the state in control. Well, newsflash, the state's in control anyway. And if you want to build a building, you have to go through the state to get approval, the whole process. But if the state owned it, the state could do it where this is our standard building. It's a square building, multiple floors, small roof, small foundation. That's the expensive part, right? The foundation and the roof. How many new schools are multi-floor? Very few. Well, kids need to do their steps. Make them multi-floor, make them cheaper. And pay for those essential services. If they use the 2.5% income tax that they're talking about cutting because they've got more revenue in the state house than they've ever had, so we'll just cut the income tax. Don't understand, that's another discussion. It's, to me, it's the most equitable tax. If it's a flat tax, I make $30,000, I pay 2.5%. If I make $3 million, I pay 2.5%. Everybody pays based on what they earn. And if you're not earning any money, you're not paying any of that tax. The state does that. That completely eliminates 70% of our property tax right off the cuff. And that's what they should be doing.
All right. So there's a simple
thing. Now, how they get it, yeah. I say the backpack bill. Because that way it goes with the student. And the student and the parents get that ability to let the capitalist society decide what they prefer and what they don't prefer.
Essentially a voucher.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
All right, great. Now, how close are we to getting this question on the ballot in November to eliminate the real estate property taxes in Ohio?
Well, we need more circulators. We need people to collect signatures. We need people in 44 counties, and we are not quite there yet. We have about 30 counties collecting signatures actively. We've had some people here and there that have collected, but we need people, ideally, in all 88 counties collecting signatures. The counties that turn in signatures have to have, at minimum, 5% of their registered voters during the last gubernatorial. It's the whole thing.
All right. Now, is that just your organization, or also Keith Davies as well?
Well, Keith Davies' organization is working with us. Keith Davies is on the amendment. Axe Ohio Tax is just the, it's like, I hate to use the term, it's like the mother.
All right, but you're on the same page. You're on the same page regarding getting rid of the income tax, the real estate tax in Ohio. You're on the same page. You need more people signing. Do you have any people in Belmont County or Jefferson County or Guernsey or Harrison or Monroe?
We have, well, Beth and Keith are going to be coming down. Keith Davey is going to be coming down to Guernsey County, I think, on the 16th. But they're going to an Eagles, which I know is usually a closed group.
Yeah.
And there's somebody else that's going to do something on the 21st. It's on our website. But we don't have anybody in those other counties.
All right. So
last night,
can you give out quickly your phone? We got a hard break here. Give me. Can you give out your phone number if people want to call you?
Sure.
Go ahead.
My number is 330-221-0051. And if you want to circulate for petitions, go to Axe Ohio Tax click on the volunteer button, sign up. We will email you a petition packet with all the rules.